And in sports, Junior Chipolopolo get down to business. And now the news in detail. Socialist Party National Youth Chairperson and member of the Central Committee, Kelvin Kaunda, has announced that he will contest for party president at their convention that is to be held at a date later to be announced. Mr. Kaunda says his decision has not been fueled by any form of disrespect for the current president and founder, member Dr. Fred Membe, but by the huge cause within the party that the top leadership needs a youthful and vibrant leader who can lead the party to the next elections. He says the party further resolved to pass a vote of no confidence in the current leadership led by Dr. Fred Membe and to call for an immediate convention in line with the party's constitution. He has revealed that their members have witnessed a sharp decline in the performance during by-elections, something that clearly calls for change of leadership at the top. Patriotic Front, Mufulira District Youth Chairman and Media Coordinator, Gift Chibale, has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to conduct free and transparent voter registration exercise countrywide. Mr. Chibale has also urged Zambians to go stand together and demand that the ECZ conduct a fair and transparent voter registration in all parts of the country. He has also demanded that President Hakainde Hichilema makes a serious call and gives back the larger opposition political party, PF, to the rightful owners. Mr. Chibale says President Hichilema must disown Robert Chavinga and allow democracy to thrive in the country again.
Zambians must stand together and demand that these senseless arrests on opposition leaders must be reversed and all opposition political parties be allowed to exist and mobilize freely. All opposition party leaders who have been unjustifiably sent to prison be released unconditionally and their assets that have been unjustifiably grabbed be given back immediately. Zambians must stand together and demand that all oppressive laws being enacted by HH before the 2026 general elections be discontinued immediately.
Child Fund Zambia has officially handed over the newly expanded Chainda Youth Resource Center in Chongwe District. The development marks a significant milestone in youth empowerment and community development. Speaking at the handover ceremony, Child Fund Zambia Country Director Victor Koi described the occasion as a celebration of partnership, progress, and shared commitment to transforming the lives of children, youth, and families. He commended the Army Bell Charities for their unwavering support, noting that their investment of over $86,000 has enabled the implementation of three impactful projects: the Women Caregivers Empowerment Project, the expansion of the Chainda Youth Resource Center, and the Nyashishi Teachers House Project. Koi highlighted that what began as a simple sponsorship between Ami Bell and Saini family has grown into a deep and enduring partnership that now touches hundreds of lives across Chongwe.
Over the last few years, the Ami Bell charities have been at the heart of meaningful change here in Chongwe. Through their generosity and vision, we've implemented three impactful projects: the Women Caregivers Empowerment Project, the Chainda Youth Resource Center Expansion, and the Nyanshishi Teachers House Project, with a combined investment of over $86,000. The Ami Bell Charity have been unwavering partners in our mission to create opportunities for children and families to thrive.
Meanwhile, Ami Bell Foundation's chairperson, Larry Bell, says the organization's work in Chongwe District is inspired by his daughter Ami's love for children.
This community center was a critical and important part of support by Child Fund and the Chongwe District to help and empower, educate, and teach and love the children of this region. We knew immediately that this was going to be a critical part of the work and mission of Ami Bell Charities, to honor what Ami told us: take care of my sponsored child, Emmanuel, take care of his family, and take care of his community. And what I joyfully say to you today is that all that we've done here is to honor that direction that Amy gave us to take care of Emmanuel, his family, and his community. Now, what I want to say to you is we have a great partner in Child Fund. We have a great partner in Niemba Foundation, all who have a very large and significant presence here in Zambia.
Family Development Initiatives, FDI, has condemned the violent attack on Ronald Musonda and his family in Mpika, describing the incident as a grave violation of human dignity and a direct threat to family stability. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami says it is troubling that baseless accusations of witchcraft could lead to destructive and traumatizing acts, including the torching of property, looting, and endangerment of innocent lives. He stressed that mob justice has no place in a lawful and civilized society, and that such actions only serve to tear apart the social fabric that holds families and communities together. Sheikh Ayami notes that the psychological impact on the victim's daughter, who discovered the coffin, and the broader trauma inflicted on the family cannot be overstated.
When communities base their actions on superstition, you know, they not only destroy, you know, livelihoods, but also, you know, erode the values of empathy, you know, justice and unity that are essential for a family, you know, development, and for which we have been advocating as an organization. To that effect, we call upon traditional leaders, you know, faith leaders, civic educators, you know, to intensify efforts that promote peaceful conflict resolution and debunk, you know, harmful myths that fuel such, you know, violence. We're a peaceful country, Zambia has been known for that, and we should be seen to be promoting, you know, that. To that effect, we also call upon law enforcement, you know, officers to pursue, you know, justice swiftly.
Western Province Minister Elwa Mbangweta has reaffirmed his commitment to working hand-in-hand with local authorities and community stakeholders to ensure residents benefit directly from opportunities presented by the newly commissioned Mutanda Kasempa Kauma Road. Valued at $326,401,330.98, the 371-kilometer road was officially commissioned by President Hage Ndehijilema and is expected to spur socio-economic transformation across Western Province. Mr. Mbangweta emphasized that the provincial administration will prioritize inclusive participation and equitable access to the development benefits arising from the project, including improved connectivity, job creation, and increased trade opportunities. He described the road as a gateway to prosperity, noting that it will open markets for farmers, enhance access to schools and health facilities, and attract new investments to the region. He says the Mutanda Kaoma corridor, once complete, will serve as a critical trade route linking Zambia to the Walvis Bay port in Namibia, complementing other strategic projects such as the Lumwana, Kambimba and Solwezi Kipushi roads. Just now we take a break to stay tuned for international and sports news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been declared the winner of Tanzania's presidential election, securing another term in office and days amid its days of unrest across the country. According to the Electoral Commission, Samia won 98% of the votes, nearly sweeping the 32 million ballots cast in Wednesday's election. International observers have expressed concern over the lack of transparency and widespread turmoil that